You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If you've been watching the news today, you'd know that there is the climate workers' strike going on. This week, members of the Public Service Association have started their industrial action. The action is said to involve a 24-hour strike and wants the DHB to take on recommendations made by the Employment Relations Authority. I spoke with Kaz Thompson, an organiser from the PSA, who is attending the health workers' strike at the moment. She speaks about the impact the strike has had on the health system and why the strike is so important. Now, which area of the health department do you think would be impacted most by this strike?
It's all of them, because Allied Health work everywhere. So they work in theatres, they work in the community, they work in the labs, they work in the hospitals, the wards, everywhere. Outpatients, inpatients, the whole lot.
Obviously, some people may not be aware of the reasoning behind the strikes going on at the moment. So could you give us maybe a bit of detail on a bit of background as to why health workers all around the country are striking?
Yes, allied healthcare workers specifically. So we've been in bargaining for over 18 months now. We haven't had a good offer. We threatened to strike. They took an injunction against us. We then went into facilitation. The facilitator brought out recommendations over 2 weeks ago, and we said, that's fine, if we get an offer based on those recommendations, we'd accept it. The DHB said they were happy to make an offer based on those recommendations. They then spent 2 weeks promising us the offer was just coming that day, the next day, and then finally at 3 o'clock on Friday, they gave an offer that fell far short of those recommendations, so we had no choice. These people don't want to strike. They want to be working with their people, with their patients, with the community, but they have no choice.
Now, are there some long-lasting effects for the health system when it comes to a strike like this, maybe some which are quite overlooked?
It delays everything. So they're already understaffed, so they're trying to take care of people who are desperately in need of their mental health care, and the waiting list for mental health is huge, and So that just gets delayed, and you know, the whole day's worth of appointments per mental health worker that get pushed out. Theatre has to be deferred. We do life-preserving services, so anything that's absolutely urgent and can't be deferred, we will supply that. We've got people on call that will do that. But other than that, it does affect all the waiting lists all around the hospital.
Yeah, now like you said, this seems like a long time coming for health workers. Could this be one of many strikes we could see if something's not done urgently?
Yeah, if we don't get an offer that's commensurate with the recommendations by the facilitator, we will be balloting for further industrial action. So the ball is entirely in the employer's court.
Yeah, now I guess would the PSA like to see something addressed in the next coming days or even weeks? You know, obviously this week is quite big with budget 22.
Yes, as soon as possible, please.
Yeah,
sorry, I cut you off there.
No, it's all good. I was just going to say, especially with Budget 2022 being released on Thursday.
Mm. Yeah, we want this done as soon as possible so our allied healthcare staff can focus on their job rather than industrial action. We don't want them to have to do this again, and they don't want to have to do it again.
Now, is there anything else which maybe we haven't touched on? I know you're probably, again, quite busy at the moment. Is there anything else which you just want to mention?
I think we've covered the points of the action. You know who Allied Health are?
That yes.
Sometimes gets a bit overlooked. Yes, we've got all that information. Good. Lovely.
Who are Allied Health and what do they stand for?
Yes, so Allied Health are all the health clinicians that are not doctors and nurses in a hospital. So that includes social workers, physios, OTs, speech language therapists, pharmacists, sterile sciences, the people that clean the instruments that then go to theatre and have to be sterile, otherwise you can get an infection. Anaesthetic techs that make sure your anaesthesia is safe when you have an operation. They're the dental therapists that take care of the children's teeth. The newborn hearing screeners that make sure your child can hear, and if they can't, then action's taken before they start to be verbal. They're all those people.
So it is a representation of the wider health community and pretty much everyone who falls under the health department.
Yeah, it's everyone that's not doctors and nurses or admin, yeah, it's all those people. They're all health clinicians. They've got degrees, they've got certificates, they've got qualifications. They are very good at what they do.
That was Kaz Thompson from the Public Service Association discussing the health worker strike today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.